Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. I am your host, Owen Kinoy, and back with us again, we have my sister and frequent contributor, Mallory. What's up, Mal?
Hi, I'm excited for the holidays coming up. We're nearing the end of November now, so I have already started decorating, and I'm usually an anti-decorator this early, but I feel like I need some joy this year.
Yep, the weather's changing. It's about 30 degrees or a little over a week out from Thanksgiving as of recording. I played the song, oh my gosh, I can't think of it. The one that's chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That one, played that this morning for my kids. But with that said, we do want to talk a little bit about the holidays. We're not quite to Christmas, so we'll focus this episode on Thanksgiving. But really, we thought, being more of like what we consider a health and wellness podcast, we should come on and talk about how to make the most of your Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, massive meal that you eat, whatever it is that you do for your holiday. Traditionally, it's known as a holiday where people really binge eat. They kind of veg out on the couch and just relax and spend time with family. And that is totally fine. We are not telling you to avoid that at all. There's just a few things that you might be able to do to just really enjoy your day more from A to Z. And then when you're waking up on Black Friday and you have all those awesome deals you want to go shop, you feel a little better, have maybe a little more pep in your step than you normally would the day after Thanksgiving or a day full of drinking and eating. So that's kind of the idea.
I miss the days of the intense Black Friday shopping where we stay up till midnight. That's where I got my exercise, burning through the mall until like 3 or 4 a.m. But maybe that wasn't good for my sleep schedule. So, you know, it all works out.
Yeah, it's funny how we associate Thanksgiving, at least our family, very closely with Black Friday and holiday shopping. So before they even did the late night openings, they would open on Black Friday at like 5 a.m. All the stores would open and there'd be lines galore and all of the doorbusters and all that. So we used to hit that with my mom. Mallory was actually, I feel like, especially up and at them. Like for me, I was always like, I don't know if I can make it out the door at that time. But Mallory was always in on a good deal. So you got to make sure you stay sharp for that, I think is the point. And taking Thanksgiving seriously definitely is part of that.
Definitely.
But it's not just about waking up and doing the turkey trot 5K. You can still skip out on the 5K and have a decent day, although some steps are definitely something we'd recommend. But first things first, everyone kind of thinks about, hey, there's this big Thanksgiving meal later. I just want to wait and save like all my calories, or I want to just be as hungry as possible at this big meal so I can enjoy it. That is totally a fair, take. But actually, that may be, putting the rest of your holiday in jeopardy. So I know, my wife's family doesn't eat until 4 or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. And I've had those times where I am just waiting to eat all day. I'm like, I want to make it till then. But then, you know, two-thirds of the day just becomes like, oh, I'm hangry. I wish I could eat. I'm just kind of sitting around waiting, that sort of thing, where if I mix in just a well-rounded, even breakfast, like maybe you do skip lunch, but like do like a late breakfast, high fiber, high protein, with like some fruit, maybe an omelet, and then you get like, you could do like overnight oats, which is something that I like, but just to really make sure that you have like a good base so that, one, your energy levels are stable. So while you're cooking this massive meal, you don't have a hangry breakdown and throw a spatula at one of your loved ones. But then also, even post-meal, you won't have as much of that crash where it's like, oh my gosh, I just stuffed my body. Let me go lay down and die. So that's kind of just my thought on setting yourself up on Thanksgiving Day. In making the most of the actual meal itself, you don't necessarily just have to starve yourself until dinner time.
Yeah, I'm also big on the overnight oats, aka the Oats Overnight brand. And one of the flavors for subscribers online is pecan pie. So that's what I'm having that morning. So it's still kind of fun
That's
for
electric.
Thanksgiving, but it'll keep me full. Yeah, and it's good like with the higher fiber, higher protein, that's gonna keep you fuller longer anyway. So you can eat like a smaller breakfast or even a smaller lunch too. That will keep you full and carry you through, so you're not like starving later and overeat and just feel kind of sick. I know I've been there a few times.
And Mallory, one other thing too is like, it's not like you have to pile on a pound of mac and cheese onto your plate, right? Like it's okay to just have a little bit of mac and cheese, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You don't have to necessarily go all out on every single thing on your plate, right?
And just a few tips on how to kind of build your plate and think about it. What I'm gonna do this year is focus first, and it's always, sorry, my cat's going crazy, but it's always good to get some kind of protein and veggies in. And if you are a multi-plate person, maybe start with that. Maybe get your turkey. I know we're our family's doing actually a lot of veggies this year. We have like Brussels sprouts, someone's bringing apple slaw, a salad. Different things like that, your sweet potatoes, all of that, green bean casserole, whatever you like. Maybe start with those kinds of things in your protein. So, turkey, ham, whatever you guys have. If you're vegan, some tofurkey, all that good stuff. And then maybe move on to like your rolls and mac and cheese and stuffing and all the more carby stuff after you've kind of filled up on more of the veggies and protein first. Again, it'll just make sure you're not overeating too much. But you can still like enjoy all your favorites, because that's the other thing. You don't want to be the person just eating turkey and salad. Like, that's kind of the fun of the holidays, is to try, your favorite dishes. Or like another little thing you can do, which I'm doing this year, is I'm making butternut squash mac and cheese for our Thanksgiving, which is like kind of a two-in-one. I get some vegetables in through the butternut squash, but also it's mac and cheese. Like, it's so delicious still, and so I'm excited about that one. So make sure, maybe we get our protein and veggies in, but like don't worry too much about like calorie counting or macro tracking or anything like that. These holidays only come around so often, so it's also important to enjoy yourself as well.
100%, all great points. And even as you were talking, one thing I thought of is like, if you're doing hors d'oeuvres of some sort, which most people do before the big meal, why don't you just focus on making those like fruit and veggie focus or just like really health focused? So when you are snacking on those before the big meal, you get to the big meal and you've already had some of those kind of healthier food groups and things that are going to help you feel better after the dinner and on into the next day as well.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
And yeah, I love the point about like your mac and cheese you're doing. You can do the same thing with desserts and whatnot. And there are always ways just to make things a little bit healthier. You don't have to throw a full stick of butter into everything you make just because it's Thanksgiving. We want to give you guys permission. I mean, not that you need our permission, that's for sure. But we give you permission to do something like that on this big day. Like you don't have to feel bad. This is one day. It's a special occasion. That's why hopefully you're aiming to take care of yourself a little bit more on the days leading up to Thanksgiving, the days after, that sort of thing. And if you live a generally healthy lifestyle or you've built some good habits that you feel good about, it's okay to show up to the table and really indulge and just, enjoy that time with your family and not explain. And everyone has a reason. So maybe you are explaining like, hey, this season I'm not going to be indulging in this or that because I just feel better about myself or whatever it is. But the bottom line is give yourself permission to enjoy the day, whatever that means to you. It's one day. It doesn't come along every time. Yes, Christmas is a full month later, but that's 2 days on the year. So just don't feel bad about it, and allow yourself to make the meal, the prep, the dessert, whatever it may be, whatever family traditions you have. Just really a positive thing for yourself.
Yeah, and I know our family has like so many dishes people are bringing just because it's a larger kind of group. And something I realized is like you don't have to try everything. Like good
So true.
example is like I eat mashed potatoes a lot anyway. I don't need to have them that day. I would rather have like extra pie or mac and cheese than more mashed potatoes that like aren't that special to me. Or, corn casserole is big in our family. It's like a more pudding, softer cornbread. Like, I'd rather eat that because I don't get it that often than just pile on a ton of mashed potatoes. So maybe also focus on your actual, like, favorite dishes instead of just being like, oh, I feel the need that to eat everything to not offend anyone or whatever. Like, no one's tracking you or cares that much.
And if they are tracking, just throw a little dab on there.
A little.
Or maybe a little more and then give it to the dog. You know the good cooks in your family.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to this year? I know you are doing something a little different, but any dishes?
So we actually were just talking about this. Shout out to a local business. Our favorite dessert place is called Tippy Cow Ice Cream. So they're small, hand-batched ice cream, and they are seasonal. So they have already closed for the season, but they're doing a Thanksgiving special where they're doing a pumpkin pie ice cream cake. Or ice cream, pumpkin pie ice cream pie. Wow, I botched it. I was so excited to share. But it's like pumpkin pie ice cream in the graham cracker crust with whipped cream on top. Super excited for that. And then maybe just a humble brag. My wife, Ashley, she's never liked turkey growing up. Like, they always had to get a ham or something instead because she just, like, didn't like the turkey. But she likes how I make the turkey on the smoker, the Traeger, so much that this year I said, hey, should we do something non-traditional and skip the turkey? And she said, no, I want to actually do the turkey. So I am very proud of myself. I hope I don't mess it up this year. But I think what I've learned is that like, you don't need to do all the extra stuff with, like, the wrap and the spritz and the temperature up, temperature down, and the rest and the cover and all that. If you just put it on and make sure you take it off once it's cooked at the proper temperature, maybe throw a little butter under the skin, you'll be just fine. So also you can tell I'm food focused, but it'll be my son's first Thanksgiving as well, Holden, and he's a huge eater, so it'll be fun to just give him all the holiday foods.
That'll be cute. You ought to send videos. And I like the ice cream pie. I recently was in Colorado and had, it was like a specialty kind of small batch place like you're saying. Mm-hmm. And they did, you know, like the kind of like, it's like kind of like a Bûche de Noël in Christmas time, but like the rolled cake. Like, So they did a pumpkin roll ice cream. And this place was, okay, shout out Edison's in Colorado. They made like a pumpkin roll and put, and that was the mix in, like big chunks of it. And I also got a no bake ice cream and it was literal no bake cookies in it. It wasn't like, oh, a little flavor inspired. It was in there. So that was crazy. Yeah, your pumpkin ice cream pie reminded me of the ice cream. Wow. So yeah, like we were saying.
All right. Well, now I need to throw one more, Mal. The, yeah, so Tippy Cow is also doing apple crisp ice cream where they're making their own homemade apple crisp and then they're batching it with the ice cream, so they're right there with them. They know good ice cream.
Veggies first and then all the ice cream. Yes. You want something else you can do, like football in our family, super popular to watch. We are watching it first this year then eating, but usually we kind of do it at the same time and people will eat and then just kind of zone into the game and not really get up the rest of the day. And what's really, this is like a general tip people give all the time, but like moving after a meal can be really good just for digestion. Also making sure you don't completely like crash out. It can just, yeah, it really helps like keep your body going and helps digest all that food you just ate. Instead of hitting like a big nap, it can also just help your mood and overall make you feel good. And it's also a really good bonding activity. So I usually go on a walk with, like, my mom and dad and whoever else wants to join. Maybe you're not in an area with great walking or we don't know what the weather's going to be like. So you can also, like, if you have any kids in your family, like, start playing with them. I'm sure you'll be very busy that day, so you don't have to worry about it. You can also do, like, relay races if it's nice out in your yard, like, play games like that. You can throw around a football. And then another one I thought of too that would be good for inside is you can play Just Dance. And if you don't have like the actual game or the Wii, you can literally look up like Just Dance on YouTube and they have like all of the songs on there. So if you have any favorites. Yeah, so it's a really great way to get moving and like do something fun with your loved ones, your friends and family or whoever you're with, without like, I don't know, having to go on a long, boring walk if that's not your thing, or just crash out. It'd be really fun to get grandma up on the Just Dance game. But and then also Absolutely. Your insoles. Don't forget your insoles if you are moving. Wouldn't be a Orange Insole podcast without a mention. Your full length would be great this time of year. Throw them in your tennis shoes, head out on a little walk. Sounds nice to me.
How do you think we get grandma playing Just Dance?
Yeah,
we throw some insoles in her shoes and she's feeling good. So, no, seriously, even after a walk, a large meal, let's say you go on a walk or whatever, your feet might actually be swollen just from all the like excess sodium and that sort of thing. So the insoles can really just help with that when your body might feel a little more achy than normal, just having consumed maybe all these things that you're not used to. But one thing, speaking of which, that can help you keep up with that and really just feel more yourself is staying hydrated throughout the day. Obviously, if you're going to stay hydrated, you're also going to help maintain your energy levels as well. But make sure you're taking your quote-unquote water whistle, whether that's between wine, beer, alcohol, or even just like your sugary punches or sodas and whatever else you may be drinking on the holidays. But hydration always important, especially on a day like that. And then just, you know, the little things in the day can add up. That's kind of what we're getting towards. But even just maybe doing like some ankle alphabets on the couch post-meal while you're watching some football, it might help stretch and, well, it will definitely help stretch and loosen your muscles in your feet and then your ankles and that sort of thing. But even just like stepping outside for a moment for fresh air, can really help if it is a sunny day as well. Just that extra vitamin D is a nice kick in the butt, energy juice. But the whole point is to support your body without being really rigid with what you're doing throughout the day, whether that's hey, I'm just going to eat junk food and sit on the couch, or hey, I don't want to eat anything. Just try not to be super rigid and mix it up, and by the end of the day, I'm guessing you're going to feel better than you normally do.
Yeah, it's really important to kind of have, like, go in with a good mindset. You know, if the meal has been a focus for you in the past and it's something you're maybe worried about, like, try to be present as much as possible. Be with your friends and family. Get off your phone. One of my favorite tips for being present is really, and it's, like, very obvious, is, like, focus on your breathing. But what someone said once, I don't even remember where I heard this quote, but it was like, you can't breathe in the past, you can't breathe in the future. You know you're present when you're breathing and aware of your breath. Like, it's the only thing you can do in the present. So I was like, oh, that's a good point. So when you're focused on your breathing, you are way more present with yourself. And if you're someone who does maybe sometimes feel guilty after these big meals or indulging in foods you usually wouldn't eat, like, really just focus on gratitude this year that we even have the opportunity to be with loved ones or whoever you're with, you know, the opportunity to have food on our table, whatever it is. Like, it's really a blessing to be able to do these kinds of things and get together and eat and, you know, share good memories. And like we've been saying, like, it's only one day. So maybe if you are on a fitness journey or anything like that, try to avoid that all or nothing mindset. You can always get back on track. And the more you keep up with your routine throughout that day and going into it and after, the better you'll kind of feel about the whole thing. Like, and get back on track as soon as you can. Even if, say, I know, like, sometimes our family eats Thanksgiving, like, as a lunch. Maybe even that night, instead of going back to, like, all the leftovers and eating a big bowl of mac and cheese, you make one of your, like, regular meals instead. You know, getting back on schedule as soon as you can will make you feel a lot better, and you just kind of avoid that all or nothing mindset. Like, I don't care, I'm gonna go crazy today and eat till I'm sick and take a nap on the couch and give up and whatever. And then you kind of usually carry that attitude on forward. So, you know, enjoy your day, do what you want to do, have fun, be grateful, but also just, like, don't completely abandon, you know, all of your habits that kind of make you feel good and make you feel your best either. There's a balance there.
Very well said. Our slogan is feel better, do more. And just throughout hopefully all of these podcasts, that's what you're picking up on. We just want you to feel better and maybe be able to do a little bit more throughout your holiday season into the new year and so on. Mallory, I got a couple of Thanksgiving this or that. Are you pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Pecan pie.
Pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Pumpkin pie, if I have to choose between those two.
I hear you.
You can convince me more with apple if it has ice cream and is warm, but overall I'd rather eat pumpkin.
Okay. Are you watching football or the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Parade. I wanted to go to the one in Detroit this year, but it's not going to work out. But that's the bucket list. And football. Go Lions, of course. But
okay. I'm football. Would you rather host dinner or be a guest?
Host. I am a kind of a control freak and am making like five dishes anyway.
I would also prefer to host. I'm cooking the turkey this year, so.
I know it's weird too, because like we're hosting, but I actually like being in my own space, because then if you need a minute, you can kind of like dip to your room or like a private area. No one's going to bother you. Where like if you're at someone's house, you're kind of stuck in it. I know it sounds bad, but like sometimes I just need a mental minute. So that was
probably the most important one. Are you gravy on everything or just the potatoes?
Oh, gravy on turkey and all of it. I feel like
stuffing.
Oh, green bean casserole too. It kind of hits stuffing. Yeah, I think it's good on everything.
Yeah, you gotta gravy it up. That's for sure.
Cool. Also, I don't know if you want to give them a reminder about any Black Friday things coming up around here, but
great point. Quick reminder to everyone: we will be having our Black Friday annual sale. It's gonna be kicking off a little bit early. Wink, wink. So if you are hanging out around the Thanksgiving table, absolutely collect your family member shoe sizes, whether that's for a Christmas gift or you just want to do something nice for them. Or if you yourself love orange insoles, don't forget to stock up. We are going to be running the sale for a couple of days because we want to give you guys an opportunity to capitalize on it. But we will be doing a sale of our own during the famous Black Friday season.
Yep, no 5 a.m. lines. So
that's right. Yeah, Mallory, are you online shopping or in person?
I actually prefer in person. I did capitalize on one Black Friday sale already, which is crazy that it's already kicked off. But I think it's so much more fun. I also live in Chicago. Like, I love going downtown and, walking the stores. It's just such a better experience. We used to go all the time as kids around Christmas. I love to go down one day a year. I go shop, and then I go to the Cheesecake Factory because that's what we used to do. So it's like very nostalgic.
I love it. Well, we hope you guys enjoy your holiday season. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back actually next week with another episode for you.